Hello, and welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. Today's topic is building a wireless network for your healthcare organization. What makes a great wireless network? A great wired core network. If you believe you can get rid of a messy, poor-performing wired network core by simply installing a bunch of wireless access points, you are still going to have quite a mess on your hands. A wireless network is only as good as the wired network to which it is connected. Some healthcare organizations believed that if they could simply give clinicians wireless laptops and stick a few access points in the building, the clinicians could be more productive and network costs could be kept to a minimum. This scenario doesn't work. Early wireless access points used 802.11b receivers with a bandwidth of 11 megabits per second, shared using a 2.4 gigahertz band. Network admins quickly learned that a single access point easily became overwhelmed, and management finally realized that providing wireless network access was not simply a matter of hanging a wireless access point on a wall. The basic foundation of the healthcare wireless network is the high-availability wired network, with wireless enabled by controller-based access points. These replaced the original FAT access points, which had no central management capability. Wireless LAN controllers allow for central management of access points, monitoring of access point use, and balancing of access point coverage. They can also enable security policies, detect intrusions, manage radio frequencies, and provide quality of service previously not available in a wireless network. Those are very important features in a healthcare network that uses wireless biomedical devices. That includes managing not only data services, but voice and radio frequency location tracking as well. Wireless LAN controllers integrate easily in high availability networks. They interface over any Layer 2 and Layer 3 infrastructure using lightweight access point protocol. Most network vendors' wireless LAN controllers support 802.11a, b, and g, and the 2009 IEEE 802.11n Draft 2.0 standard. The 802.11g specification has a shared bandwidth of 54 megabits per second, using the same 2.4 gigahertz band as the 802.11b, and 802.11a uses shared bandwidth of 54 megabits per second on the 5 GHz band. The new 2009 802.11n standard provides a shared bandwidth of 600 megabits per second using four spatial streams on the 40 MHz band. To manage the thousands of devices that potentially could be using the wireless network at any time and the rest of the wired infrastructure, admins should monitor bandwidth utilization at all levels, including wireless saturation, and be able to control active roaming features. In addition, admins should be able to turn up the power to an access point to transfer volume when a neighboring access point starts to saturate, be able to control what happens regarding peer-to-peer transmissions on both the wired and wireless LAN, and identify rogue access points and device network bridging. Also, admins should be able to stop full broadcast transmissions and isolate devices that are sending malformed packets. All of those are daily requirements to keep any high availability network running. Now, what is the worst thing that can happen to a biomedical device on the LAN? A device being hit by a computer virus. Computer viruses are serious security threats for healthcare institutions. It is impossible to ignore the impact to biomedical devices where a device failure caused by a virus would or could harm a patient. Every healthcare CIO needs to secure a high availability network using firewalls that provide packet filtering, proxy services, manage security to specific applications, and control circuit level security. Proxy appliances that provide inline threat protection and malware scanning of web content at the gateway. Proxy RA Secure Sockets Layer Virtual Private Network Appliances that protect personal health information data transfers from being read and captured by unauthorized people. Intrusion Prevention Systems that monitor the network for malicious behavior in real time. A good IPS can prevent these activities. A really good IPS can drop offending packets while still letting good traffic use the network. That's it for this edition of the SearchHealthIT.com podcast series. Thank you for listening, and be sure to go to SearchHealthIT.com for all your healthcare technology news and resources. Thank you.